Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And today's interview is with Virginia Farber, who's a very strong activist in the area of the dangers of 5G, all forms, different forms of electronic communication. And we're not just talking cancer in the brain, although that's a big one. But we're talking about other areas. And what triggered me to have Virginia back on just 2 weeks after I had her on previously was my work with Dr. Sherry Edwards in bioacoustics. And Sherry has developed this science, and it's so legitimate that the big boys, the big corporations are trying to steal it from her. So she's giving away the technology. Oh, yeah, Microsoft and all the other big boys. So she's giving away, you know, if you listen to our interviews, Sherry says, if you want to learn how to do this, I will teach you. Here's how you get access to the technology. And it's absolutely incredible how she concludes our interviews. Well, she has the premise and has proven it to my satisfaction and to the satisfaction of people trying to steal from her, is that she has developed a technology, one, that can tell if you're telling the truth. That's kind of aside from this. But number two, she can do a health analysis on someone if she has their voice print. And from the frequencies, she can tell you what you've had in the past as far as illness. And she did me, and I was shocked. I said, I outgrew that stuff as a child. And she goes, oh, I know. She goes, that's dormant in your system. And it's amazing what she does. But she also talks about how frequencies can induce illness and how frequencies can induce healing. And she has really centered on helping people with the healing part. Today, I thought it would be a good idea, and this is the idea that Sherry gave me. In fact, we were communicating last night, and I told her what I was doing today with Virginia Farber, and she goes, oh, wow, that's the opposite of me, because Virginia is going to talk about all the ways that you can be attacked. And we have talked a little bit about weaponization before, but we're going to really hit this in a different context now, because now we're seeing diseases that can be manipulated through electrical frequency means. Kind of like the old tricorder in the Star Trek fame in the original series is what this reminds me of. So we're going to get to Virginia in just a minute on this most interesting topic that's affecting all of us. And some of you will say, yeah, I just don't know if I believe that far out stuff. And here's what I'm going to tell you. If you would go to Jose Delgado on YouTube and then research it on thecommonsenseshow.com, I have produced evidence after evidence after evidence about how the brain can be manipulated through frequency modulation. So this topic is I'm no stranger to. And I've been told, well, Dave, that's kind of far out there, but no one has ever attacked me scientifically. Remember, I'm a trained researcher. You know, I taught stats. I wrote courses in it. I've taught research as an adjunct to what I did in the field of psychology. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I do have the bona fides to say what I'm saying, okay? And I am qualified to talk about this stuff because it's what I've done academically. And what I am telling you is I am satisfied to the research that exists that what you're going to hear from Virginia is accurate. But people have used this to criticize me and says, Dave, a lot of your stuff is really good, but that's kind of out there. Well, it's not out there, folks. You're under attack, and we're about ready to be under extreme attack. And we're going to get into that here because the globalists are growing desperate because we're waking up. There's civil unrest all across the planet right now because they're rejecting the national leadership across the planet that has been taken over by groups like the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum. And people are saying, enough, we're done with this. And I do expect to see a multitude of civil wars breaking out. We have violence against government all over. In fact, I'll be covering later today on YouTube about where it's going on today in all places, Serbia. All right, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. Noble Gold is the very best at what they do, which is what? To protect your soon-to-be worthless nest egg, your retirement, your bank accounts. The Dodd-Frank Law 2010 says they can take it over anytime they want. Who's they? The banks. It's an illegal, unconstitutional law, but since then, when does that stop these communists? And they will be coming for your money when the system begins to falter seriously. They'll use your money to cushion their fall. And do you want out of this? Do you want control of your retirement? Yeah, well, you can. You can gold back it. And what Noble Gold will do is they will send you a 5-ounce American silver coin to say thank you, but they are the experts of doing that. Now, the other side of the coin, they can also protect your your nest egg in your bank accounts. And you say, can they really do it? Yes, they can. How do I know? I've been a customer for 5 of the 6 years that I've advertised for Noble Gold. I put my money where my mouth is, and I suggest you do too. I'd like to send you a prospectus. Here's what they do. Here's how they do it. It's electronic. No one's going to harass you. You're not going to get calls all hours of the day and night. That's not how they do business. When I do my deals with Noble Gold, I have to close the deal. I say, okay, I'm ready. Yeah, you want to do this? Yes, I'm ready to do this. That's how the conversation will go. So go to DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send you electronically a prospectus, an information packet that has Noble Gold's number on it. You look it over and say, yep, I got a nest egg to protect. It may only be $5,000. It might be $5 million, but do it. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. And I've been saying this over and over. I'm not going to beat the dead horse, but you've heard me talk repeatedly on this show about how the food supply is under intentional assault. We're at the lowest cattle, number of cattle that we've had in 60 years, and it's only going to get worse with Biden's latest executive order that kills farming, kills the cow industry. The food processing plants now are up to over 200 that have been destroyed. Not one federal investigation. 18,000 cows blown up. Do you need your own storable food? Well, if you look at it that way, yes, you do. Go to foodwithdave.com. They have a great special on right now. You can order a 3-month emergency kit, $200 off. And you say, Dave, I want 2 years. Okay, order in increments of 3 months, and you'll get the discount every time you punch in that order. And you say, that's a great deal. It's the best deal out there. In fact, actually, there's no other company to buy from right now. All the others are, let's say they're faltering or they've sold out to the government. So go to foodwithdave.com. And one more thing, and this is just kind of for fun, make us feel good. MyPillow called us and said, would you like to offer your audience, Dave, because we support your support of us in voter fraud issues, and that's the Mike Lindell people. And I said, oh, yeah, they love your products. I love your products. Everyone loves MyPillow. Well, Dave, we're going to give you discounts of 2-for-1, half off, 2/3 off, slippers, bed sheets, everything. Everything is for sale for your audience. So go to MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. MyPillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And like the BBC, we do our commercials up front. We want you to know who supports us, and we want you to know that we are choosing products that, at the very least, make you comfortable, but at the most, help you prepare for the disasters the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans have prepared for all of us as they continue their assault to take down America. Well, Virginia Farmer has been an activist in the area of 5G for years. She also was an activist in other areas. We unsuccessfully tried to help one of our fellow activists in Fort Collins retained custody of her child, for which she was accused of no wrongdoing. I'm talking about the great Stacey Lynn, and she was making a difference in her community by opposing Agenda 21 policies in Fort Collins. And for her rebellion against the communist authority, they went after her child. But she did nothing wrong, and it's one of the great tragedies and disappointments in my broadcast career, because we brought a lot of attention to this. We helped Stacey in every way we could. But we couldn't undo the criminal corruption that runs through Colorado, particularly in the city of Fort Collins, where the communists are clearly in charge. Fort Collins is a microcosm of what's wrong with D.C. And Virginia has been engaged in that fight, as well as fights against 5G and the health effects. And she's been in movies, been sponsored on numerous shows. So she is an expert in the field, and we're honored to have her back on as we talk about all the things they're going to do to us and what they can do under 5G and what's coming next, 6G. Virginia, thanks for joining us. And wow, we have some things to unpack that people are going to say on first brush, you guys are crazy. And then when they look at it again, they're going to say, it's making sense, but you're still crazy. And then they're going to look at it and they're going to say, you guys are correct, because people around me are dropping dead. That's what I think is going to happen, Virginia.
Oh, I agree with you, Dave. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, it's actually an honor. And we need to have you on regularly, because you are kind enough to include me in your mailing list. And every time I see 1, 2, 3 articles that you send out, I go, God, I need to know more about this. So please, please, when you have new things to reveal like you do today, important stuff, contact me and we'll make space for you.
You bet.
Anyway, let's talk about, we know about the 5G. You became an activist because of a terrible personal tragedy involving your son on the campus of San Diego State University, where they not only engaged in behavior, negligent behavior, and could have been purposeful, that resulted in the passing of your son, but then they engaged in the criminal cover-up of what they did, and they're continuing to do it today, aren't they?
Absolutely. I've talked to several attorneys, too, along the way, and they have actually told me that I may never know what they actually did to the kids on that campus.
Wow. That's all I can say is, wow, you send your kid off to school, and this is what you get in return. But this isn't just in San Diego State, though, is it?
No, I've investigated six school cancer clusters. And Dave, the interesting thing, and I want parents to understand this, what happens with all of these, and this is how the school system stops all these investigations, what they do is they release epidemiology reports and studies, and these are just statistical, how many people will die from a certain form of cancer in this area that would be expected. But really, if parents find themselves in this predicament, you need to get parents together and demand toxicology studies.
Do you recall from off the top of your head what the other entities were that you've investigated besides San Diego State?
UC San Diego Breast Cancer Cluster. La Quinta Middle School in La Quinta, California. There was a cancer cluster there in 2004 and again in 2015. The Weston Elementary in Ripon, California. Kelly Elementary School in Carlsbad, California. Rocky Mountain High School.
Fort Collins.
Here in Fort Collins. Yep. I mean, how many have I listed here?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
You know, in addition to that, I covered this, over 10 years ago. The then principal, don't know if he still is, and I don't remember his name, but the principal there not only brought these devices on campus that endangered his students, but he also was making students recite the Quran in public assemblies of the student body. Did you remember seeing that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what we send our kids to school for, right? Teach them a religion that's prominent in a foreign country. And there's nothing wrong with, if you want to be a Muslim, that's fine. But you don't ram it down. Can you imagine if a school today would do the same thing with Christianity?
Right. Yeah. The right thing, by the way, if you ask me.
It is the right thing. But I'm just saying that you'd be in court forever and a day.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and I want parents to know, too, the Environmental Health Trust sent out a video to me. They were actually involved with the lawsuit that we were able to win against the FCC. They did investigations with Wi-Fi, and they went into coffee shops and took readings in coffee shops, and then they went to several schools. Well, the schools we're finding out have industrial Wi-Fi in them, and it's a lot stronger than what you're getting in coffee shops. So this is another way they're targeting our children.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible here. And you drive by a campus, and they kind of disguise this because they try to make it look like trees. But with these cell phone towers that are massive on these school campuses of high schools and colleges, if they weren't doing something wrong and they knew what they were doing was dangerous and they try to cover it up from people thinking about it, you know, why do they cover it with foliage?
Right. It's all about disguising, and that's what the 5G is about, too. I mean, here in Colorado, we're getting fake pine trees along the highways and in our cities and you know, church steeples. I mean, and the thing is the antennas are getting smaller, but they're getting more and more powerful. So that's the danger.
Yeah. What are they doing to bring this to neighborhoods? I remember reading something about it. Aren't they placing certain kinds of transmitters, and maybe I'm saying it wrong, but certain kinds of transmitters on private property every so many feet?
Well, this is what the attorneys, it's the OTARD rule, the over-the-air radio devices. This is what they're worried about, because now with 5G, the carriers can go in to our neighborhoods and talk to my neighbor next door and say, I'll give you $600 this year if you'll allow me to put this antenna in your home. And I have no recourse. And so it's going to put neighbor against neighbor. And that's what their fear is with this.
What do you mean neighbor against neighbor? Neighbors that don't want that negative electricity?
Right. Absolutely. And if my neighbor got it in their house, I don't want to be exposed to it in my house. And these antennas, you know, will do that. So, you know, and it's so cost prohibitive to try and shield yourself. And I've actually talked to a lot of the experts, and they said you shouldn't do shielding unless you really know what you're doing. So then it can get really expensive, because you've got to get building biologists into your home to make sure you do it correctly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you're already doing it whether you have one of these systems in your neighborhood or not, because of smart meters.
Right. And I've had a building biologist at my home 3 times. And I've had electricians with the building biologists at my home to do things. And it does. It becomes cost prohibitive. I bought a shielded tent for my bed, and it was $1,500 because of the 5G satellites. So yeah, I mean, it's to me, I know what's going on. I've tried to tell my neighbors. They understand a little bit of it, but they just don't really, really understand what's going on. So eventually I might just have to sell everything and move to a rural location, as rural as I can find, out of a city.
Yeah, but how do you know they wouldn't, the technology won't follow you?
Well, it could, and I do know that there's certain things like an adobe house, an underground house, you know, those shield you. The ground is a natural shielder, and then if you can get in between some peaks and valleys, that can help. I mean, there's just certain things you can do. Don't get a house with a view. There's all kinds of things you can do.
Don't get a house with a view. Well, that makes sense.
Correct.
Because then you have clear line of sight transmission, don't you?
Absolutely.
Wow. And people want a view.
Right. They pay for those views.
You know, let me ask you. So you're in Colorado. And as you drive along the communities on Interstate 70 into the mountains, you've got Aspen and Vail and all these highfalutin places where all these rich mucky mucks live. The corporate types, the Hollywood types, are they immune to this? Do they avoid bringing these things to these communities? Or are they facing the same deadly dangers that the rest of us mere peons face?
They are facing the same deadly dangers, and I'm glad you brought that up. We went skiing up at Steamboat a couple of years ago, and we ended up in a blizzard, so we had to drive 10 hours home, but we had to go all the way to I-70 and then up over the pass. And I'm telling you, Dave, I saw more cell towers along the highways. It just blew my mind. So, nope, they're getting it as well, too.
Wow. And that's what I got to say. Isn't there any awareness in these communities that these people have been put in danger despite their privileged position in life?
I believe there's an awakening to it, yes. And there's several groups. You know, when I started this, Dave, there I was trying to scream to people what was going on, and nobody was talking about this stuff. And we hadn't even started with the addictions to the cell phones and everything. So, yeah, I mean, it's an awakening. It's an education, and it's been a long, long, hard battle to fight.
Huh? I know. I shake my head at how people just don't act in their own best interest. And these people have the means. But here's the deal, too. If they're in Hollywood, or if they're in the corporate types, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard will bring them down because of USG or ESG ratings. They'll just wreck their career. They'll cancel them. And the same thing is true in Hollywood. And so, and you know, it's even true in professional sports. There was a guy, and I don't think I've ever talked about this guy on my radio show before. His name was Enes Kanter. And he recently, until a couple of years ago, played in the NBA. And he's a big man from Greece. He became a naturalized citizen, loves America, absolutely detests the CCP politics. And so on his tennis shoes before games, he would write messages to the Uyghurs and to the Falun Gong in support of them in opposition to the CCP. Well, people like LeBron James, who makes a reported $80 million a year off of Chinese investment into the NBA, in which the stars are compensated at a high level, he came unglued. And today, Enes Kanter, who probably had 6, 7 good years of basketball left, is now out of the league, can't get a job anywhere. And he was a good performer. He averaged what they would call double-double, double figures and rebounds and points. And he's 6'10", and that would make him valuable on any NBA team. Yet no one will touch him because the NBA says, "We love China. And if you talk against China, we'll wreck your career." That same mentality, I think, is probably what's controlling the people of Vail and Aspen from acting in their own interests. Have you ever found that these people engage in the kind of expected protection that you're talking about to shield themselves from this?
I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did. I do know, the Qualcomm family, they're huge. I know that their house was completely shielded, and it's shielded in copper. So the elites know about this stuff, and they know what to do. And it's us. We're going to have to start protecting ourselves. This stuff will eventually go through the courts. Yesterday, some attorneys for the Americans for Safe Technology, they just filed suit against the FDA. There was a 1998 law that they are supposed to, the FDA is supposed to mitigate and look into all of this stuff, and they're not even following their own laws. So now they're going to be forced to look into these laws and report back. So, but this stuff takes time through the courts. But what gives me hope, and I hope more and more people do this, we need more lawsuits to bring this down.
Well, speaking of lawsuits, I'm surprised the other side has not engaged in that practice against people like yourself, because the judges are so corrupt in America today that they would protect the interests of corporate America over the Constitution. I mean, have they threatened to sue you? Have they ever made a move in that direction?
No. And if they want to, bring it on. I'll tell you, I've got attorneys. I know attorneys that are really good with this stuff. And the evidence is in, Dave. We need no more evidence of harm. And it just, everything's coming out now. And industry was in control of all of these studies and the results of the studies for decades. And now it's turned around and it's coming our way. And the lawsuit I was just in, they had 11,000 pages of harm from wireless radiation. And a lot of the underwriters for insurance companies, AM Best, Lloyd's of London, RE Swiss, they have never insured, and they will never insure the wireless industry because they know there's harm with it.
Wow, you're the only one I've ever heard say that. Am I just hopelessly shielded from the truth? Or why aren't more people talking about the fact that even the insurance companies won't touch these people?
Well, I've said it on some other platforms, and I've been cut off. So I'm surprised they didn't
What?
cut us off with this.
Really? Oh,
Yes,
we're pre-recording.
right,
And do
correct.
you know why I had to go to all pre-records? For the reason you just said.
Right.
And even when we pre-record, I have to tell you this. This is incredible about the control these people have. I have a broadcast partner that I bring on radio once a week and on TV once a week. And we call the show the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And my partner is Doug Thornton, who's a former combat Marine. He's been in the military industrial complex as a contractor. And he worked as a DHS supervisor and was in charge of a lot of what went on in Portland against Antifa and on the border. So he really knows a lot. And he knows people who know a lot. And it makes for a really good show. But even in our pre-records, this is a guy who we can't have a phone call between us or hook up in a system where there's not major interference, not like the updating you and I just went through this morning as we tried to get on with the computers, but I'm talking about major interference. I'll be interviewing him, and we've had things like the theme from the NFL come over on a pre-record, so they know when we're recording. I get blocked from calling him. He gets blocked from calling me. We'll get on TV, and we can't connect. Or we'll get on TV, and I've just done a TV interview on the same system, and yet one of our voices will totally disappear for the interview. This is the kind of stuff that they do to Doug and I. And so we've tried to get really clever about how we do this, and I've even gone to kind of coding about when we are going to do something so people can't lay in wait. I mean, and people say, Dave, that's paranoid. No, no, this is actually called electronic interference. This is absolutely incredible what's going on. And I see why you have gone through this. Were you on live broadcast when they cut you off?
Yes, I've been actually, Dave, on several. And yes, I don't know if you remember the very first time you called me, we had a nice conversation for an hour or so. And towards the end, you said, you can answer, I have a question for you and you can answer this if you want. And you said, do you think that cell tower on the campus is HARP? And I said, yes, our phones went dead.
Oh,
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
And the first time you interviewed me, you mentioned HARP and it went dead. So, you know, I've had this several times, and I've had shows where I was supposed to be on for 2 hours and I could never get back on. I would answer the phone or try the computer went out, the phone went out, and they would call me and I'd pick up the phone and it'd be dead, and same vice versa with them. So actually what ended up happening was their viewership went up by 30% because people wanted to know what happened.
Exactly.
See?
There you go. Exactly.
So,
yeah. They don't
yeah.
realize that backfires. You know, yeah. I've been a guest on John B. Wells' show a couple times the last month. It's a great honor to go on with John. I love John and does such good work. But they go through an extensive vetting and confirmation process before you get to come on, and it's because they've had so much interference.
Right.
And so yeah, in fact, I should I told you about the story where I'm hooking up with a retired lieutenant colonel who's engaged in a recall effort against Katie Hobbs, and he's supposed to call me at a certain time, and what happens? My phone sends him a text without me sending it saying, I can't talk now, I'll call you later. And he said, okay. And my phone never rang. And he said it called and went right to voicemail. I mean, this is crazy how much interference. And they think they're actually going to stop us doing this. But I will tell you what's going to stop us. And I wanted to get your opinion on this. You have a senator there in California named Bennett. And he has introduced something called the Digital Platform Protection Act or some such name. And he introduced it last year. And now he's updating it in the last 2 weeks. And basically, it's a six-person panel. They say it's to protect against AI, but when you read about how broad the powers are, they can cut anybody off the internet that they don't agree with. Are you aware of this legislation?
Yes, I am, and it's Michael Bennett from Colorado. You said California.
No,
but it is Colorado.
I'm at Colorado, yes. Thank
yeah,
you.
And
you
yes, he's, yes. This is what they're trying to do, and Colorado's really a failing state at this point. We're right behind California.
I agree,
so.
Yes.
And, you know, I've had several conversations with several people that I know about possibly moving out of Colorado at some point. But, you know, yeah, they know what they're doing, and they try and do it behind our backs. And this is what we've got they're actually ruling us, you know, they're not working on our behalf anymore.
Well, they have it for some time. I left Colorado in the 80s and, you know, of course I left relatives behind. And, I remember, gosh, I hadn't been gone 5 or 6 years and they had passed a law against rain entrapment by farmers and reuse of irrigation water, which is really environmentally friendly. But they were trying to kill, you know, the food production, the food supply. And it was the first attempt at it. And it was legislation. It was sponsored by the Koch brothers, the Gang of Four, and anyone in Colorado knows what I'm talking about. But I have good news for you, Virginia. my friend Paul Preston, Agenda 21 Radio, the number one digital radio show in America, the president of the New California Movement, which is a 51st state movement, now has the public support of Kevin McCarthy and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And he is being successful in using what they call an affidavit process to remove corrupt officials for election wrongdoing. And he's just tearing his way through Shasta County right now. And people who get these affidavits delivered to the sheriff are often resigning before the sheriff, by law, has to investigate and it becomes public record. So these people, to avoid potential legal problems, they just say, we're done. We quit. And we're bringing that process to Arizona along with a 52nd state proposal. I've been asked to be a part of it. I spoke to the Tea Party about this a few days ago, and people are excited to be a part of this. And we're going after these politicians. And here's the good news. I know a couple of very prominent people in Colorado. One's a very prominent, very successful farmer, and he's had enough, and they've had enough. And this movement's going to be popular in the rural areas like the Western Slope and in the Eastern Plains and Northeastern Colorado. These people have had enough too. So Colorado's about ready to get some comeuppance, because once we establish this process here in Arizona, I'm going to take this process to people in Colorado and get it started there.
This is exactly what needs to happen, Dave. And, you know, I honestly, not only the last presidential election, but, you know, I believe truly many elections before that were all stolen. So even the local ones. And something has to happen in this state.
Well, I got to be careful how I word this, because I'm protecting an identity in which the person tells me I'd be dead tomorrow if they knew I was doing this. A former high-ranking law enforcement official, and I'm not even going to say an agency, but his numbers, he has the formula for the machines. He knows how they do it, and because it was part of his investigation at one time. And he also consults with my friend Paul Preston, that I just mentioned, Paul, 51st State Movement. And he gives us election number details. And when we see recounts and things like this, what we're finding are his figures are usually within a percent of the recounts, the secondary counts. And so we actually know what the vote totals were. For example, like in Arizona, we know Trump won by over 1 million votes. And they had him losing by 11,000, and he had the exact numbers. And he can do this with any election. So I know how they do it. But that's not the only way they do it. It's not just the machines. It's also the midnight deliveries of ballots that they just make up to give them the number that they need. It's also ghost voting. You know, Liz Harris, who was just kicked out of the Arizona House of Representatives for daring to present an evidence on voter fraud. And by the way, the person she presented, the firm, she presented the law firm, does RICO investigations, organized crime investigations for the U.S. government. So the media is calling them conspiracy theorists. I'm thinking, this is what they do for a living. And they produced a documentation. It's true in your state, too. It's in 26 states. And in our state, in Arizona, they said they set up Sinaloa cartel situations to launder money. And they shaved the money off overinflated real estate with fake mortgage companies, with fake signatories that are traced back to Sinaloa cartel members. And they get lawyers to become judges, and they own them because of the money they put behind them. They bribe through various means county commissioners, state legislators, and some of the people who kicked Liz Harris out of the Arizona State House. You'll like this. They're in this report we call the Breaker Report. And this is going on all over the country. All over the country, this is happening. Your state was ahead of Arizona at one time with a Gang of Four, okay? But it's no longer ahead of Arizona. We're all doing the same thing.
Right. And, you know, I've known, Dave, I've known for decades the corruption that's even in my local area. So, you know, and it hasn't gotten any better. And a lot of the same people are still in the same positions. And I believe that it's going to take us to stop it. But like I said, this 51st state movement, like I said, might be a really good avenue to go.
Well, you know, where I think this is headed, And I said this at the Tea Party the other night because people are kind of excited about it because it gives them hope. Because, folks, your vote is basically worthless. But I say don't stop voting. In fact, this is more reason to vote because it exposes the corruption. And so we need to still keep voting. But your vote doesn't mean anything because if they want to steal an election, they have the means to steal election. I wrote an article in 2021 that raised quite a stir, got me death threats, got people who had me on their shows death threats, and I said these are the five ways they stole the 2020 election in Arizona. Oh my gosh, did I get a backlash. And actually someone that was helping me investigate the Sinaloa connection, and this was the victim of an assassination plot. And there was actually a shooting of a boyfriend, the wounding of the assailant, and the cover-up of county officials here in Arizona in this case, so we couldn't make the connection. So, I mean, this is so entangled, it's unbelievable. But okay, that's election. Let's take this back to 5G. I've kind of given you a conundrum and a interwoven corruption between government, administration officials, and organized crime. Do you find any evidence of those associations in the 5G, network?
Well, yes. And it gets, I do a lot of research with stuff, and it just gets really deep and it gets really dark, and it's just an endless trail. That's what I'm finding. It's the same way with that tower on the campus. I mean, I'm still to this day finding stuff on that campus about that tower. So, it's a really deep, dark hole, and it's been going on for a long time. I think the corruption has been going on for decades, and I think that like I said, it's going to have to be us that untangles it.
How do we bring the public into a greater awareness where people stand up and say no more?
Right.
But how do
Absolutely.
we do that?
Well, I'm sitting here right now. I got a report that came out. It was just it's I probably had it for a month now. And if people could get hold of this, I'm telling you, it's called Wireless Technologies Non-Ionizing Electromagnetic Fields in Children. I'm telling you, Dave, if parents had this report in front of them and read it, it's 50 pages long. I'm telling you, I don't think there'd be a parent in the United States that will allow their child to be in a school with Wi-Fi, cell towers, any kind of smart grid infrastructure around, and let alone have a cell phone. I mean, they're saying these the only studies that have been on these cell phones, for instance, all smartphones, they said there can be up to five antennas inside these things. But the studies, they're only looking at one of those antennas. And there's PhoneGate Alert. This is a worldwide, and they have found over 40 phones now that are over the legal limits for FCC
I have
guideline
heard that.
exposures.
That's actually been mentioned in the alternative media. I don't think we've seen it in the mainstream media, but I have seen that. So, is any regulatory agency, like from the Federal Trade Commission or the FCC, are they doing anything about this?
Well, this is part of this the stuff that's going on now to go with against the FDA. Like I said, during the court hearing, the FCC, the attorney says, well, the FCC, we're a spectrum allocation agency. We are not a health agency. So the judges were saying, well, who's in charge of our health? It should have been the FDA, and now these attorneys have found this. I mean, these are brilliant attorneys that are going after this now. So that's all I can tell you. But we might see if we can get the cell phones that are not in compliance within all of this as well.
Wow. How interesting is this? That is such good news. But why don't people hear about this?
Because it's all censored. The lawsuit that I won with against the FCC was a landmark case. It should have been on every media outlet throughout the United States, and no one covered it, just some of the alternative media.
Okay, well, here we are. Okay, we have I can give you as much time as you need here. I want to know when the suit was filed, and what the takeaway findings are.
On the one that just it, well, that
The
was
one
just
that you
filed
you won.
the FDA.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that it was filed, I think, in 2020. We won it. It was August 13th of 2021, and the Environmental Health Trust and the Children's Health Defense with Robert Kennedy Jr. This is the case, and we won it. And the outcome of the case is basically industry can no longer claim safety with wireless devices. That's the bottom line ticket on all this. So, you know, parents need to know this. And you better start. I mean, if you guys can look up this document that I have, I'm telling you, they're finding behavioral problems. They're finding neurological problems, even in fetuses after they're born, because their moms put their cell phones near their bodies all the time. These little itty bitty infants are being radiated, and you know, kids are being exposed to this, and their bodies are not built like an adult. And so anytime they're exposed to this stuff, Dave, I mean, it's horrendous for children. I mean, their bones are still soft. It goes right through their bones and right through their brains. The myelin sheathing of the brain isn't hardened until their mid-20s. So parents need to know this. And, you know, I talked to Dr. Sam Milham. This was years ago. And he was predicting that we would see a pandemic of brain tumors in the future because parents are buying cell phones for their kids. And the problem is now that I haven't had a cell phone for so long, and I've been able to protect myself pretty well. But now with 5G, it's coming into the major arterial streets where I live, and then it's going to come into the neighborhoods. So now I'm going to be exposed to stuff that I don't want to be exposed to.
Yeah, you almost have to shield your house if you can afford it.
Right.
The thing that I'm wondering here, okay, so regulatory people, you know, that have powers of regulation, state legislators that don't make a lot of money from their job, you have county commissioners, you've got mayors and city council. How do they go along with something that would be very easy for them to find out this is killing their kids and them?
I've asked that same question. Well, you know, we've got something called the GCOM. Then you can look this up in your states. It's the Global Covenant of Mayors. All of our mayors up along the Front Range of Colorado belong to this organization. And it was started by Michael Bloomberg out of New York and the United Nations, and now it's the World Economic Forum. So the World Economic Forum is guiding all of our city leaders through all this stuff.
Okay, so the WF is doing it. Okay, I don't care if this came from the Pope. If it's harming my kid, and I know it, I'm going to oppose it.
Correct.
So, but I don't know if you have an answer. I mean, and I'm not criticizing you, but I don't understand how a parent, I don't care what their position is, would work against the best interests of their child.
Well, I thought this when they deployed all these smart meters. My city manager at the time had four kids, and I'm going to city council meetings, and I'm saying this stuff is going to kill you. I stood up and in front of city council, and I'll tell you, Dave, I told them, I said, this 5G is going to kill you, and it's going to kill you, your friends, your loved ones, and your children. And are you going to allow this to happen? And they still did. I wonder sometimes if they're not being manipulated by frequencies that we're exposed to.
I know, and it sounds like a weird conspiracy theory. But you know what you're describing is behavior I saw in the movie The Stepford Wives. See, I don't know, maybe I'm just not prone to this. Maybe my brain chemistry doesn't allow myself to get brainwashed by this, but I just don't get it. I mean, I know politicians here in Arizona, some I've known since they were children. And this is a true story. I'm not exaggerating here. And yet now they're doing everything against the interest of our own society. And I'm thinking, this isn't the person I knew before. What's happened to you? And I look at the city council of Fort Collins, for example, and all the crazy stuff they've done. And I have to ask myself, do you guys understand you're living in the community that you're punishing? It's just amazing to me that they do these things. So is it brainwashing possible? The answer is yes. I'll tell a quick story, then I'll let you take it from there. Jose Delgado in 1961 fought a bull in Barcelona, Spain. And he went in with the bullfighter's outfit on, but he didn't have the cape. He had a transmitter. And the bull charged him. He pressed the device, and it emitted a frequency that turned the bull from a raging bull into a docile animal that just calmly walked away. For his work, he was brought to Yale, and he was actually reversing epilepsy and other medical conditions through medical frequencies on the brain. Can't have that. There's big money in treatment. You can't have a universal cure that is virtually free. So then he was recruited by the CIA, and he went to work at SRI, Stanford Research Institute, which was a CIA think tank and research group. And he retired in 2011. He totally disappeared from publishing during that time he was with the CIA. And he got out, and I saw an interview with him. And I was trying to pursue him in 2012 to come on my show. And I was told, well, gee, I'm sorry. Professor Delgado's dead. And you know what he said? And this is what I think led to his death. He said, we did things to the mind and behavior that we should never have done. And 6 months later, after he made that statement, he was dead. So there's historical precedent for the outrageous conspiracy theory that Virginia Farver just said. And it lies in Jose Delgado. Okay, so let's take it from there. What do we know about frequency manipulation of people? And I imagine you're going to talk about Nick Begich and Project HARP.
Yeah. Well, you know, the HARP system is up in Alaska. It can bend the ionosphere, and it's mind control. They can actually do this. Well, you know, they closed it down. I think it was in 2013. They reopened it in 2015. But during that's when I got the chills, is when they closed it, because I knew they had it set up here in the lower 48 now. And so they've got the Stanford University VLF Research Group, and the University of Florida has the VLF Research Group. And if you want to look it up, it's HARP. And they can truly take a whole populace, and they can make you sleepy, docile. They can make you agitated. And I found it really interesting during the riots a few years ago, even in Denver, they had just turned on 5G. And all of a sudden, these kids are down there. And I mean, they're just completely out of control, burning things down and busting windows and lighting fires in trash dumpsters and all kind of damaging the Capitol and everything else. So, you know, I've known about this for a long time, and it can happen. And not only that, Dave, I know, you know, so I think I mentioned it one time, the cables coming up and out of the ground to these huge cell towers, they do not need that kind of power to send signals to cell phones. So I'm one of these cell towers are absolutely weaponized. And they can do what they want. They can kill off a populace if they want. They can, and, you know, and this stuff, I don't think people understand. You know, the ringing in the ears, you know, it's always go to the doctor to get medications and stuff. But this is what it's coming from. And the ringing in your ears can rot your brain cells, and it can shrink your brain. And I think a lot of this stuff is going on, and, you know, people just need to understand what's going on, and we need to fight back, because that's my biggest fear, is they're going to have us so sickened at some point that we're not going to be able to fight back. I mean, this stuff makes any pathogen or any illness much more virulent. You know, it makes your arthritis worse. It causes Alzheimer's, dementia, ADHD. It causes all kinds of things. So, you know, my whole thing, what I do is try to avoid as much of it as possible.
Oh, This is, yeah, I know what you're saying is true. And I want to say this because unfortunately we don't have a lot of time. But I just want to say this that on Project HARP, what they do, and it's now around the world, they'll beam an electrofrequency up to the ionosphere with a certain frequency, and they can narrow beam it. They could even put it inside your bedroom, or they can broad beam it, and they can encompass an entire region. And it changes the weather patterns because it shifts the ionosphere if they wanted to do that. But really importantly, and what Nick taught me when I interviewed Nick Begich and I read his book, Angels Don't Play This Harp, is that the frequency manipulation of people for emotional control, whether you want enragement or docility, this is happening right now. And I would say today, with all that's going on against America, that we're probably being bombarded with rays that make us docile.
Oh, absolutely. And then, people aren't aware of organizations like GIRO, the GIRO. That's the Global Ionospheric Radio Observatory, and it's in Massachusetts. And that's linked to the HARP system as well. All of our colleges, I've actually seen the colleges that I've looked up here in Colorado, Colorado State University, CU Boulder and University of Denver are all hooked to the HARP system.
Yeah, I do know that that's true. I've read that. San Diego State, where your work started, really we uncovered that a lot. They were tied to a lot of defense systems with the government, but they were tied deeply into HARP. And
Absolutely.
HARP is a universal delivery system. And interesting. You know what we're not going to get to, and we're going to have to do a part two, and I'll talk to you about this after the show, is how this is weaponized. We kind of focus on the emotional aspect of it, but tell me, would you guess right now, or do you have any information that we could point to objectively that would say America is being dumbed down electronically? America is having its righteous indignation, anger blunted through electronic means?
Oh, absolutely. Through even through cell phones. I mean, they have dumbed down all of the people. And I was talking to a friend last week. I mean, back in the 70s, if something was wrong, you'd see protests on campuses everywhere. I mean, where are they, Dave? Where are they? And I think these kids are just completely being brainwashed by all this stuff, and if not sick by it. So, they don't feel good enough. They probably can't even get through their classes, let alone go out and protest something.
Do you know that the average IQ of America has gone down 2 points since the advent of the pandemic?
Oh, I have no doubt. I have absolutely no doubt. And so, look at your kids in these colleges. Look at your kids in the grade schools and in the high schools. I mean, I went and I spoke to the principal and the vice principal of Rocky Mountain High School, and I'll tell you, they were both frowning at me the whole time, but I had all the evidence with all the cancer clusters, and I had pictures of the cell towers and the illegal emissions. I gave him all that. And the principal looked at me, and you know what his first question was? He says, "Can this stuff cause behavioral problems?" I said, "Absolutely." And so they looked at me and they said, "So what do we do?" And I said, and this is good for everybody to know, there is safety in numbers. Try and get as many people." I mean, when I first started doing this, I couldn't get anybody to help me, but there's groups all over Colorado now. We're all together on this. We're fighting it. We're fighting the smart meters. We're fighting the 5G and everything else. But we need more people to understand what's going on and to educate other people. I mean, if the only thing you can do is pass out a little flyer or a card, please do it.
Well, we're going to do, if you have the time, to do a follow-up show on this, because I want to do two things. I want to get really into the direct medical attacks. We've only barely touched on that because this is such a broad topic. And then the other thing that I'd like to do is to look at the activism part of things. And I'd like you to come prepared with information about organizations that people should contact to become part of the solution, rather than being a part of the ignorance. And I think this is really, really important we do this. It was something dating back to, gosh, maybe 2008. I think I wrote my first depopulation article then. And I'll tell you what I found. There were quotes from people, and some of them prominent people, like then Prince Charles, Ted Turner, and they were all calling for the depopulation of humanity. And even Bader Ginsburg, she had quotes in there. We can't let degenerates reproduce themselves. And she was talking about the masses. And I said, people, I don't know what they're going to do. But when you have this many people in prominent positions saying the same thing, that they want to reduce the population of the planet by 90%, maybe we should be paying attention. And I didn't link it to 5G then, or to dirty water, or polluted air. I didn't make any of those associations. I just said they're clearly trying to do something to the people of the planet. And maybe this, well, we're out of time. Virginia, stay by your phone. I'm going to call you after we disconnect here. Virginia, you have been awesome as normal, but we're cut off in mid-sentence here because we're just scratching the surface. I want to thank you for coming on, and we're going to do a part two.
Thanks,
Take
Dave.
care.